When it comes to the presidential campaign, few states are getting more attention than Ohio. The Buckeye State is such a key battleground state that candidates have made more than 40 visits there so far this year. The state capital, Columbus, has seen half a dozen visits in recent weeks. Tamara Keith of member station WOSU reports that voter fatigue is setting in.
Barbara Bucklad and her husband are eating dinner, steak and fried fish, at Stan's Restaurant in Columbus. The smoke-filled family eatery is the kind of place where regulars eat homemade pie and talk politics with the waitresses. And it's just around the corner from a recent John Kerry event. For the Bucklads and virtually all Ohioans, the campaign has become an unavoidable reality. On TV, in the paper, and even on the open road. A few weeks ago, the couple was driving along I-70 in eastern Ohio when they saw two campaign buses going in opposite directions, one for President George W. Bush, the other for Senator John Kerry. Barbara Bucklad says she's had it with all the campaigning.
I think they need to stop coming and just let the people vote who they want to vote for. And that's it. They come too often, it's not going to make any difference.
Sitting in a nearby booth, a grandmother named Martha Stewart says this year's election got too intense too soon.
This is like Christmas. You know, they start so soon, and the politicians start so soon. You know, give us a break.
Break isn't likely to come before November. Recent polls find President Bush and Senator Kerry so close in Ohio that either candidate's temporary lead is within the margin of error. For frequently visited cities like Columbus, Cleveland, and Cincinnati, being the center of attention is also getting expensive. Although the campaigns pay most expenses, cities are on their own when it comes to security. Barb Seckler is the Assistant Safety Director for the City of Columbus.
A weekend visit by a presidential candidate could end up costing somewhere between $10,000 and $20,000 in overtime.
So far, Columbus has spent more than $100,000 on campaign-related police work this year. Seckler says each visit becomes a major production.
Airspace over the airport is impacted. The traffic when the motorcade travels from the airport to their destination can include streets being closed, traffic being stopped for short periods of time, and then the exact same thing is going to go on either to the next destination or back to the airport to make sure the candidate gets safely off.
At times it can be kind of stressful.
Sergeant Joe Kermode has only been with the Columbus Police Department's motorcycle unit since June, and he's already provided security for three campaign visits. He says it's a thrill to protect a presidential candidate, something he doubts will ever wear off. But sometimes Kermode says the public does get a little testy.
It can be an aggravation to some of the motorists who don't know that the president or vice president or some dignitary is coming through town. It can be upsetting to them sometimes because they have to wait for 10 or 15 minutes until the motorcade passes. But we try to minimize that.
For most city and state officials, the traffic snarls and overtime costs don't overshadow the good that comes from such visits. For example, the free PR from having the national spotlight focused here in Ohio. Bruce Johnson is the development director for the state of Ohio.
You might even get the attention of a person who either is or will be the president of the United States, and they know that Ohio is important to their future. And so they try to do some things that will garner the attention of Ohioans, and that can be a good thing.
Back at Stan's Restaurant, manager Mary Klotz is pretty sure she failed to get the attention of Senator Kerry. When her restaurant catered his event, she gave a campaign staffer a menu, hoping to get an autograph. But she hasn't seen that menu since.
We're indifferent. If we get it, we get it. If we don't, we don't.
Klotz needn't lose hope. If the campaign schedule keeps up its current pace, hardly a week or two will go by before the candidate appears in the state again. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Columbus, Ohio.